Aries, this is your weekend reading for August 29th to the 31st, right? We're going to go over what's happening, the challenges and the outcome. And note that I did just open my yes and no email readings up. They haven't been up for a few weeks now, but I am going to be closing them down probably within 2 days. So if you do want a yes or no reading from me, just go ahead and click my links and you will see the option. All right, let's get started, Aries. All right, you got the King of Pentacles, so I feel like you're feeling really good about yourself here, okay? You do have the Three of Swords, so this is a broken heart. You also have the Three of Cups. This, to me, is celebration because I feel like they're celebrating there, okay? So even though something might be hard, you might be letting go of something, you might give up on something, it feels like, as well, with that heart in the middle there, it kind of feels like, yes, it's going to be a little bit hard to get through, but you've got the celebration, so what I want you to do, Aries, is I want you to see what's on the other side or imagine or dream of what could be on the other side of this heartbreak, okay? You have the Chariot here in the challenge position, which is you moving on. So again, I kind of feel like you're stuck a little bit, but you got the Four of Wands also in the challenge position. So I really need you to look at this in a different way. Whatever this heartbreak is, maybe you lost a job, maybe you lost a person, maybe you lost a pet, whatever this is, like, I just feel like you need to look at this in a different way because look at the outcome. You have the Six of Wands, which is recognition, promotion, confidence in yourself, and you have the Six of Swords. So I need you to remember who the hell you are because you're Aries. You're the first sign of the zodiac. So you are the Aries. So do not let anybody or anything bring you down. Pick all your whatever you want to call it up and keep moving forward because this is coming for you. You are ready for something new, but I feel like you're still stuck in the past.